it like this. Chayevat elitaloi. No, not that the Bezin said, same payla. Bezin didn't say, go and give it to him. Bezin just said, you have a chiv to pay. So therefore, it's not called the Geneva was Posak. Therefore, Tosak Hamachim Shem Toshim Avod HaKamisha. My timer, Kivun Dloi Poskli Musa, Bezin didn't say, but after you have to give it back to him. They just said, you have a chiv. Chayevat elitaloi. But it's not called, they said directly, same payloi. Therefore, the Geneva is not finished yet. Akati Ganefu. You're still a Ganef. So let's reach the Omrlay Chayevatalitanlay Nikhnami. The only said, not they said say Taylay, but the only said Chayevatalitanlay. So therefore, careful you have to pay. Because Bezin gave the psak upon you before the owner was Makdashit. But then later when the owner was Makdashit, that's why you put it from the Alvahe. But if you wouldn't have been Makdashit later, and you would go ahead and make a Tficha Mechira, you would be Chayev Dalvahe. Because Bezin did not say Tsein Tainloi, Bezin only said Chayev Atalitanloi. And Mashma's Lashon of Chayev Atalitanloi, Rashi says, I tell you, says, Mashma the Chayev Atalitanloi, Loi Havi Gamadin, Achiyomaloi, Tsei Tainloi. Mashma, it's not cool, the Gemara didn't finish yet. Bezin has to say Tsein Tainloi. That's the last words of Bezin, then we finish this Maisa Geneva. But before Bezin says the last words, go and give it to him. Bezin just says, you're chayiv to give it to him, that's not called the Gemara din, it's not called the Geneva's finished yet. So therefore, but Bezin gave a chayiv, you have to pay kefil. But therefore, if your Bailam was not Makdashit, you're still a Ganef, you would have to pay Dalad Vahey. The only reason why you put here is because the Bailam was Makdashit, therefore the Tzvicha is not on his own. Sure. Stop here. You were holding down Samach Tes Amar Aleph at the top. Mar says Gufa. Before we learned, Omer Rabbi Yechanan said that Gozal V'Loi Nisiyai Shuha Bailim, if somebody stole something from the owner and Gozal and the Bailim was not Niyayish yet V'Loi Nisiyai Shuha Bailim, so when the Gazlan has it now, let's say he stole the shore. So the Alocher is Shneyem Einim Yechodom Lahaktish. Both of them, not the owner and not the Gazlan, could make this shore Hegdish now. Why not? Zelefi Shein Shaloi. The Gazlan can't do it because it doesn't belong to him. It's not his. The owner was not Miyayish yet. Since the owner was not Miyayish, therefore it still belongs to the owner. So the Gazlan does not have it yet. It's not Shaloi. Therefore, the Gazlan cannot be Miyayish. Vizeh Lefi Shein Rishusosh. Now, the Bailim cannot be Makdashit because it's not Rishus of the Bailim. It's not his Rishus. But since the Gazlan took it already, it's out of the possession of the Bailim. Like we always said, there's two things in the Chafetz. There's the Shiloi, who really owns it, who's the Bailim, but it has to also be Rishusoi in your possession to use it. If a Gazlan took it away from you, so it's in the Gazlan's possession, but it doesn't belong to him, and it's not in the possession of the owner, therefore neither of them could be Makdashit. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Now the Gemara asks the question, Umi Omer Rabbi Yechanan Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechanan said like this? Ivi Omer Rabbi Yechanan himself said, Halacha k'stam Mishnah. The Halacha is like a Stam Mishnah. Utanan, we learned the Stam Mishnah like this. We learned the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni that says, Kerem Revai, Hoyu Mitzayon Moisai, Bekezuzias Adoma. If you have a Kerem, a vineyard, Revai the fourth year. Now the fourth year that it gives, the fourth year that's growing, the Halacha is the Peres Amutatit, but only if either you bring it and eat it in Yerushalayim, or else if you poider it. It has the same halacha like Maaseh Sheni. You can only eat it in Yerushalayim, or else you have to be poider it into money. So Kerem Revai, you're not allowed to eat unless you poider it first. So what did they used to do? They would put there like big clots of dirt on near the Kerem Revai. Why? Simno ki adom, it's a sign like the ground. Ma adom ika hanomine, just like the ground. You could have enjoyment from it. If you plow it and you plant it, you work with it, your things grow. So af hainami, the same thing, this net Kerem Revai, the fourth year of the Revai, of the Kerem, is kimifrika shor l'sanu yamino. If you go and be poiderit, you give money and put the kedusha of the Kerem Revai onto the money, then you're allowed to use the peris. What about Bishel Orla? Let's say you have the vineyard the first 3 years, so the peris that grows then is Orla. Then you used to put near it Becharsis, like an earthly, broken earthly, an earthly kli. Why Simna Kicharsis, like a sign, just like a broken earthly kli. that mar chas is shein hanomino, you have no use for it anymore. You can't do anything with it. A broken pottery, just throw away. Is af hai, the less be hanomine. The same thing is a sign here for a sodish shel orlo, that you have no enjoyment from it. The less be hanomine, it's also bano, you can't have enjoyment from it. What about the shel kivrois? Let's say there was a basak forest there, a place that you had masonberry there. So then, besid, then they used to pour lime over it. Why? It's a simn, it's a sign, the chiyura katomis, like white, like bones. In other words, that there are bones there, there are mason there. Be careful. If you're tor, or if you have truma, don't go near this. Now, umamche, they used to also, pour mamche means put it into water. The lime, they used to dilute the wine, the lime with water. So when mamche put the sid with water, the shofach, and throw it there. That would even make it wider. In other words, we wanted to make it as wide as possible. That should be the sign for the people that pass by here that this is a basic verse. Now, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he said that the Ned of our Mamurim, when are we worried about if this soda is a soda shel kerem revai or shel orlo, that we have to make a sign? In other words, that the people passing by here, if they take some tidit, we don't want them to be over in Issa. When do we worry about them? Bishriyas. Only if the year is Shriyas, the seventh year. Then, the Hefkaninu. Really, the field is Hefker on Shriyas. Really, whoever wants to has a right to come to the field and eat the fruits. So therefore, we have to be afraid that maybe somebody will think he's allowed to eat these fruits. So we have to tell them, be careful, it's Kerem Ravai, it's Orla. We have to be careful because they're not doing an Issa by taking it. That they're not over the Issa Gezel on Shriyas. On Shriyas it's Hefka, whoever wants to, they can come and take it. Avol b'shar shenei shavua, but the rest of the year, not of Shemitah year, then there's no purpose to put a sign up that people should know this field is Orla, this field is Kerem Ravai. You know why? Because haliteyu l'rosh v'yamus, adarabba, fill up, stuff up the rush and let him die. In other words, who gives you permission to take my field? Why do I care to know that the people passing by, they should know it's Orla? Who gave you permission to take it? If you're Russia and steal it, so adarabba, have another issue also. Sasav Shimon ben Gamliel svara that you only have to put a sign up on Shvius and not on the other years. However, the Hatzenuyim, the Chasidim, people that were Anshe Maisa did the famous Shvius Adin, the Hatzenuyim, Maniche Nes Hamoyes. Even though it was a regular Kerem Ravai, that year was not Shemitah. So they were still afraid that maybe some past buyers would take some of the fruits. Ayat Gezel, some were still afraid. So we don't want them to be over a second Issa of Orla, or here called Kerem Ravai. So what is Kerem Ravai, the main problem was. So Vatsnuyim on Kerem Ravai in the fourth years of produce, Manicha Nesamoyis, they would put down money. The Omrim, and they would say, Kol Hanilkat Mizeh Mechulul Al Hamoyis Halolu. Now, Pashtun means they put down the money at night time, and they said, whoever took from the fruits today, whoever took some of this Kerem Ravai, I want this money now to help that it should be Poida. The Kedusha of those parents should go off the parents and go on to the money. That's what he did. So the question is, how is this good? Who has the parents now? The Ganovim. The Ganovim have the parents. And so how does it help you to set aside the money now? To be Poida the money, it's not in your Rishus. The Kedusha should be a Kasha and Rabbi Yechanan. Here it's a Stam Mishnah that you have a right to be Poida, the Kerem Ravai. Why? Because it belongs to you with Shalai, even though it's not in your Rishus. We're talking about somebody passed by throughout the day and took some of this Kerem Ravai. So he's like a Ganef. He has not your Kerem Ravai. Still, the Mishnah says you're allowed to put down money, your money, and say, wherever that Kerem Ravai is, it should be Mechulul on this money. So you're being Poida it. So in order to be poisoned, to take off the Kedusha is the same thing as putting Kedusha on it. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, that you say, you can't be Makdish, Adav Hashem of Rishusai, you should not be able to be poisoned something that's not in your Rishus. And here it's a Stam Mishnah, not like that. Here it's a Stam Mishnah that Tznuyin said you're allowed to put down money at night to be poisoned the Kerem Ravai that people stole throughout the day, even though now at night time it's not in your Rishus anymore. So it's a Stam Mishnah that you could be Makdish something that's not in your Rishus. So Alkam Rav Yechanan said that the Bailam cannot be Makdish Hishor if a Ganav stole it, if it was stolen already. So it's a Stira. And Rashi says,
Alma afagav the lesser brishu say meforet v'toykus pidyonoi. Still, you have a right to be poiderit. So, how does Rabbi Yechonin say you can't do it here? It's a stam mishnah. You could do it. So, Gemara answers. The chitainer, maybe you'll tell me. Mantan etzanuyin Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. No, it's not a stam mishnah. Maybe it's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. He's the one that's saying shat in the tzanuyin. Drashi lav stamu. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel misayin v'yozle l'milsei. Reb Shimon Gamliel, the one that said you don't have to do it, he was the one that said, but Tzinuyim, like Anshei Chassidus, they did it. So maybe it's not a Stam Mishnah, it's Reb Shimon Gamliel. So it's not a Kasha where Reb Yechonin says the opposite of him. So Gemara says, no. Reb Yechonin himself said that Kol Mokom Sheshon Reb Shimon Gamliel b'Mishnah Seinu, any Mishnah that we have, Reb Shimon Gamliel's Memra, his Halochom, you should know, Halocha K'moisoi, we paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Chutz only excluding three places. Orev, that's the Shalom Gemara, get poshered. Vitzidon, Rashi's Mishachsu, it's another Shalom there. V'rayach Reina. And the second Machlokes in the Gemara Sanhedrin about a Raya. Only these three places we don't pass like Hashem ben Gamliel. But all other places, like this Mishnah by the Tzluyim, also we should pass like Hashem ben Gamliel. So if so, if that's what Rabbi Yechonin said, and here it says that you could be Mechal something that's not in your Rishus, so you see, it could be matish something that's not in your rishus. So how could Rabbi Yechonin say the Bailam cannot be matish something that was stolen from him? So the Gemara says like this: Amri, don't say pshat in the tzinuyim was Amri loytei mekol hanilkat mizeh. Don't say that they came back at night time after the person took away the kerem ravai, and then they wanted to be mechalo their money, the kedusha of the pidyon. They wanted to make a pidyon then at night time. No, that would be too late. It's not in your rishus anymore. Elaimer rather said like this, Kol hamislakeit mizeh. They put it down early in the morning when the fruits, when the Kerem Ravai was still by them. And they said like this, whoever's going to take payers today, the money that we put down right now should be paid with Lamafreya. So in other words, it's like the Tolian Braver come out. They put the money down in the morning as if to say, right now it's in their possession. But they didn't want to be paid to all the Kerem Ravai. They only said that if anybody throughout the day will take some Kerem Ravai, we want the money that we put down in the morning to be paid for that Kerem Ravai. So it's not a question of it's not in your Rishus. The pidyon takes place right now when you put it down, everything is still in your Rishus. That's why it's good. It's only Tolian Breira that we say whichever piece they take later, it's Uvra Dovra, that was Chal right now when you put down your money. Simur says, no, Umiyom Rabbi Yechonin Hochi, if that's Pshat here, does Rabbi Yechonin say like this? Rabbi Yechonin himself said that Tzinuyin, this Mishnah talks about the Tzinuyin, that they put down the money to be paid to the Kerem Ravai for Rabbi Daisa, and Rabbi Daisa Shita is Amru Dover Echod. They both said one halacha. Now let's see what Rabbi Daisa said to see if it goes together with the Tzinuyin, the way we want to learn it. For Rabbi Daisa learned Nilkat Kama. He learned Klor that at night time somebody put down money and Nilka, what was taken already. So Rabbi Yechonin says that the Tznuyim and Rabbi Daisa said the same thing. So Pashti is learning that Tznuyim is also Nilkat. That at night time they put down the money to say whatever was taken throughout the day should be poder on this money. So Chori, you see, it could be Matnish Adavish and B'shusay. Titania would learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Reiner, Shachris Balabayis Oymeid. In the morning the Balabas gets up and stands by his field and he says, Kol she yilkatu aniyam hayoyim yehefka. It was a question of leket. We know the lacha is leket when you're bundling up your wheat in the fields. So if you drop one or two pieces, the aniyam have a right to take it. If you drop three pieces already, then the oni cannot take it. Now sometimes the aniyam came by and they didn't know the lacha. So even though there were three pieces there, still they went and took it. So the Bala Bas, like wanted to be a tzaddik, he would get up in the morning. So Yudis says that Shachris in the morning, the Balabas would get up and say, Kol Sheyilka to Aniyam Ayon Yehefka. If it comes out that by mistake some of the Aniyam take things that are not really leket, they take like three bundles together, so I'm still maskerit, I'll let them do it. That's what Yehudi said. So the Balaam did it in the morning. Rabbi Daisu Aymano, Li Susei Orid, at evening time, Ayma, the Balabas would say, Kol Sheyilka to Aniyam Yehefka. Any of extra leket that Aniyam took today, even though it's not in your Rishus anymore, the Aniyam already took it, you want to be maskerit. So here also you see that you can be maskerit even though it's not in your Rishus. So I call upon him, you see that if Rav Yechonin said that Rav Daisa and Tznuyim hold the same shita, so Rav Yechonin is learning pshat and Tznuyim also. And they were there, when they were mechalol to be poida, the Kerem Ravai, it was done at night time after the Ganef already has it. So Chur you see clearly Rav Yechonin holds, you could be makdish adav v'shein v'shusay. So how can our Rav Yechonin say first, you can't? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you no. Eipach, the Rav Yehuda, the Rav Daisa. For Rav Daisa, the Rav Yehuda. Change around this last halacha of Rav Yehuda and Rav Daisa. That that Rav Yehuda says you have to do it in the morning, really Rav Daisa says that way. So then it's very good. That both the Tznuyim and Rav Daisa are both saying you're doing something in the morning when it's still in your Rishus. So then all the Rav Yechonins are good. We talk a paskin, you can only tuav dinim something that's still in your possession. So therefore, if a guy have stolen it already, you can't be makdish anymore. It's not in your possession. Who was in here? The Bailam can only be poyder it when it's still in his possession in the morning. Or else you can be makdish it only when it's in your possession. So other Rabbi, change around Rav Daisa if you're a Yehuda. Tamar says, no, Amai, who told you that? Amai, Yefachto, Mas Nisan, who told you to change around the Mishnah, this Bryce here, Rav Yehuda and Rav Daisa, Afkhan Rav Yechonon, why don't you change around Rav Yechonon's member better? And say like this, that V'yema Tsinuyin, Rav Yehuda Amru Dovrechot, only said that what Rav Yechonon meant to say was that the Tsinuyim and Rav Yehuda hold about the same Shita. Then it's very good. Rav Yehuda says clearly here that the Baal HaBos has to get up early in the morning and be mafker all the leket that the Neim will take today. So Rav Yehuda says clearly you're doing something in the morning when it's still in your possession. So then Rav Dais also means the same thing. So that the Tznuyim was what? Was in the morning. So therefore there wouldn't be any stira then. So Mele Rav Yechon is always good that if it's not in your Rishus, you can't make Kinyonim or make a Pidyon. It's only something that's still in your Rishus. So Rav says no. Amri, I'll tell you, loy sagid loy mahafta mahfaches masnisa. We have to change around this brisa, because something's wrong with the brisa. To beho masnisa katoni yisla Rav Yehuda breira. Because according to this brisa, the way we have it right now, Rav Yehuda is the one that says that the Baal HaBos gets up early in the morning, and he says that any one of this leket, that three of them fell down, so the Neim really can't take it. But if they take it throughout the day, I want to be mafker it. So which one are you mafka? We don't know right now. Just later on in the daytime, with the Neim take it, then we say Breira, Huvra Hadav Lamafreya, as if to say this is the one he went in the morning to be mafka. Even though right now in the morning, we do not know which leket he wants to be mafka. It's only later on in the daytime, when the Oni comes and takes it, we say then, that's the one he meant in the morning to be mafka. That's called Breira. Later we see clearly what you meant, that we take back as if you meant that right now. So that we have the girsa here, Rav Yehuda is the one that says, Yesh Breira, that you could be mafker it now, like on a conditional, we'll have to see, whichever one later on, the Aniyim will take. Now that's not true, because V'shamina lel Rav Yehuda b'yalma to leslai Breira. I'll bring it another Mishnah in, that we have clearly Rav Yehuda does not hold from Breira. Have you those, if you first find out something later, that does not help, as if we knew about it before. So that's why anyway we have to change around this brisa to say that Rav Yehuda is the one that said it at night time, and Rav Dais is the one that said it in the morning. Because if Rav Yehuda was the one that said it in the morning, so that Rav Yehuda has to hold from Breira, and I'll soon bring you proof that Rav Yehuda does not hold from Breira. The Tanam, because we learned like this. We learned